views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. And thank you for joining us today. It's a beautiful day out, and I am looking forward to our conversation because it's just going to get more beautiful. Hey, do you ever get overwhelmed with all the new information coming out from so many different fields and different sources? And oh my gosh, there's just this plethora of information out there, and sometimes it's difficult to sort through. There's the traditional science, alternative science, consciousness studies, new age, quantum physics, metaphysics, the environmentalist, alternative health, allopathic medicine, east-west. You know what I mean. There is so much to sort through and understand. And in all of that, I think we have this perennial question of who are we and what are we becoming? And how is it possible to be an incurable optimist during these times while we're trying to reinvent ourselves? We're learning what's working, what's not working, things are breaking down around us. And so our guest today says he has some answers, and I'm really looking forward to sharing them with you. I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. Really welcome whatever it is you're needing in this moment to be present. And I'd like to introduce Elliot Maynard. He's a leading edge consciousness scientist and a conceptual designer. His background spans the fields of zoology, coral reef ecology, oceanography, and tropical rainforest biology. He earned his PhD in consciousness research and served on the faculties of Adelphi University and Dowling College in New York. His fourth and newest book, Brave New Mind, Living in a Future Science World. Boy, I'm stumbling over that today. His book, Brave New Mind, presents his new master paradigm for personal and planetary transformation. In addition to his work as a futurist, lecturer, author, educator, and global ecologist, Elliot is also an accomplished artist, and I hope he shares a story with us about his art today. A sculptor, musician, underwater photographer, that sounds like fun, and a documentary film producer. Welcome, Elliot.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Julie.
Oh, yeah, I'm really happy to have you here. And your book is just like the bio that I just read. There's so much there, and there's no way we can cover even a few pages of what's in this book today. But I'm going to start with my perennial question, because our listeners love to hear different ideas of this one concept. So I'm going to start with Mr. Dr. Elliot Maynard. What does all things connected mean to you?
Well, that's a key to, definitely a key to ascension or moving into the future. All things connected highlights the actual phenomenon of resonance. And most of you are familiar with how a fiber optic cable operates that way. It actually produces coherent light, as this is laser light, is coherent. And coherent light, or coherent prayer, or coherent meditation, produces an effect which is much, much greater than it would be otherwise, non-coherently.
You know, this is okay. So we're getting started right off with what I really appreciate about you, Elliot, is literally you're taking science and spirituality and a lot of disciplines. Oh my gosh, look at your whole training and background in all of the sciences and ecology, and you're taking it and you're making it into a coherent topic. I'm really looking forward to learning more, and I appreciate this gift that you have. So let's start off with what I brought up in our little intro there is, who are we and what are we becoming?
Well, there's a man called Yatri. He wrote a beautiful book. I can't recall the name of it. But he referred to humans as something between a beast and a Buddha. And he said we're actually not just humans. We're humans, not humans becoming. We are becoming an entirely new consciousness. And all of these seemingly turbulences, these turbulent events in our life, are part of the reason we are being bombarded by all of these unknown, new, what we used to call wild cards in the futurist, science. These are things which could not have been anticipated only a few years ago. And so the old evolutionary programs in our genetics, our social codes, have not worked. What has happened is the rise and fall of civilizations, wars, bloodshed, misery, famines, etc. We need a new operating system for humans and their relationship with planet Earth. And so this is what I've created, and I call this Master Paradigm Future Science Technology.
I like. See, here you do it again. You have this huge thing, Master. Just the future science. This overwhelming kind of left brain concept, but you bring it into a metaphor that's so easy for us to really relate to, the new operating system for humanity. I love that. So let's talk about that, because what is this future science and what does it do for us as humanity?
Most importantly, it's a way for the whole human consciousness, and therefore the global consciousness and consciousness of our planet, to evolve and move into the future. What it is, very simply, is learning to interface with that infinite information field, which has been there all the time. The interesting thing is the great masters of the past, although they accessed this field, they usually did not do this consciously. The difference now is with the higher frequencies of the human vibration, we have the ability not to have to sit in a cave for 30 years. We can instantly achieve certain aspects of enlightenment. And I've outlined these in 25 different pathways or focal points, which forms a living tapestry, so to speak, like a magic carpet.
I like that. Yeah, thank you. You know, you're talking about our ability to interface with this infinite information field. And, you know, there's a lot out there about that now in the world, in alternative medias. You know, we're talking about that, and a lot of different people are referring it to, you know, the quantum field, the unified field. There's just a lot of different collective consciousness, our collective unconscious, the noosphere, and there's a lot of information out there now, but I'm really curious. I like the quote that, you know, humans have a finite mind and access to this infinite consciousness. I'm curious how you would teach someone in ironically in 3 minutes or less before our next break here, but how would you guide us into learning how to interface with this infinite information field?
Well, the first thing I tell people is to imagine a little switch in your mind. Now, all of our, for most of us, all of our teachers, our religious leaders, and school family have taught us never to believe anything we cannot prove to be true. And this is a very linear way of thinking. And, of course, in science, you have to repeat and repeat and repeat experiments ad infinitum. And this is a very slow process. And it's valid, but now we can no longer survive with the present pressures that have been put up, the evolutionary pressures. So we have a new evolutionary imperative. I say imagine a little switch that you're not believing anything you cannot prove to be true, to opening yourselves to the possibility that what you hear is true until you can prove it not to be true. And all of a sudden, things will open up for you in ways that you cannot imagine, usually in small ways at first, but what you would otherwise call miracles, synchronicity, serendipity, these kinds of phenomena.
Okay, so the switch is shifting from believing what's true until we prove it wrong? Is that what the little switch is?
We're simply opening ourselves, at least even to the possibility that these new ideas are true. They can be true unless you find proof that they're not. So if you simply open your mind to the new technologies, the new ideas out there, without knee-jerk reacting the way a whole segment of our population does to anything new, like Tesla Motors, and you've seen many, many instances of this, then all of a sudden everything changes. And the quantum field is right in front of us. We simply need to move into this consciousness, recognize it, acknowledge it, and kind of keep this in our mind floating like a little sticky card.
Well, let's go float into that on our next segment here. I think that's a beautiful place to go. We'll go floating into the quantum field that's right in front of us. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Elliot Maynard and the Brave New Mind.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and I'm here today with Elliot Maynard. And right before the break, we were talking about that quantum field that's right here, right now. And Elliot, this morning on Facebook and the rest of our social media, I posted a image of this cat playing in a water in a faucet. The water's coming out of the faucet, and you can just see that cat just pawing the water and playing in the water. And it said a quote from you, which was, connection with the quantum field becomes strongest when we are at play. And then you went on to say the play of spirit. And I think you talked about soul play. So let's play a little bit in the quantum field, shall we? Let's. Why don't you tell our listeners what you mean by this quantum field that's right here, right now? And what is soul play? How can we play in the field?
Okay, this is the most delightful way, and perhaps for some people, especially children and musicians and the creative ones of you, of course, everyone's creative to different degrees. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. That's a quote from the ancient Persian poet Jalaluddin Rumi. So what you are asking is, how can they experience this? I explained that you simply open yourselves to the possibilities that it's there. It always has been there for our access. But I'll put another quote from a Tibetan master that says, we aren't naturally, humans aren't naturally stupid. We go to school to be that way. And there's a lot of truth in that, as you know, because school is full of the old linear left-brained approaches to everything and consciousness. A simple analogy, if you think of a reel-to-reel tape deck or a VHS video cassette, when you want to go to a particular point, you have to go forward or backward to a certain point. With the quantum field, it's much like a compact disc. You want a specific piece of data out of that field, and the laser goes directly to that point and pulls it down. This quantum field is right here, and you have to just open yourselves to the fact that you want to embrace it, allow it to become a part of you and your consciousness, and that's enough to trigger it.
Mm. Okay, so over the break, I mentioned to you that I posted that on Facebook today, and you were talking about where that word soul play and souls at play come from. I'd love to hear you explain that to our listeners.
Okay, well, I'm a person that as a child I felt I didn't belong in this world, and therefore I was drawn tremendously to being underwater as much as I possibly could, and actually made sort of a career out of it in my diving and underwater photography and interaction with underwater species, and including sharks and others. And to do this, when you're filming a 10-foot shark, you put yourself into a certain state of consciousness. And I expect this is what animal trainers have done. One of my keys, by the way, is human-animal interrelationships and how we can cycle consciousness with our pets and also with wild animals. We can talk to the birds and whistle to them. I grew up in the country doing just that.
Hmm. And what's the consciousness? Explain to us what the consciousness, what you find yourself in. If you're filming a 10-foot shark, oh my gosh, what do you do to get into this state of, it's probably that state of all things connected again, that coherence and resonance.
Absolutely.
With the shark.
Absolutely. And it creates a tremendous amount of focus, and if you're diving deep anyway, you have to be very focused, because each 33 feet you go down is equivalent to drinking a dry martini, so you can think about that. and having to keep yourself together, not only your mind focused at deeper depths, but also focusing on filming and making each scene perfect. And in doing so, you are almost forced by circumstances to be in that state, and then everything will be perfect. And between you and the other players in the movie, the shark and the other diver who's working with you.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that leads me to, I love that as a little boy, you loved the underwater and didn't really want to be in the world. And I had that experience as a child as well. When I was a very young girl, I really just wanted to escape and go someplace else and couldn't understand what was happening on the planet with humanity and how we were treating one another. And so that really was something that informed my career at a tender age of 11 when I had an experience. And it sounds like your ability to go underwater is one thing, but let's go back to that sense of wanting to escape, because there's so many people in our society right now who feel this same way. And we have so many of our institutions and organizations collapsing, breaking down. And, you know, one of my mentors, Barbara Marx Hubbard, always says breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. And you speak a little bit about this in your book of institutions collapsing and why should we be optimistic? And you are an optimist, and I love that about you. So let's talk about that a little bit.
You know, I really can't. I look at the scenes going on all around the planet. I go through many newspaper kind of articles on the internet every day, and I see this turbulence, and yet certain you will see again and again that certain things are showing up in ways that the New Age people, the psychically sensitive people, never dreamed of. For instance, the whole way the internet has expanded, another thing that most people don't know about is that television and any kind of computer screen or tablet or cell phone is a consciousness entrainment device. Now, that's both good and bad, as we know, because some of my scientist friends call the electronic tit, which people are so addicted to, and we can laugh about that and see it every day. Now, the other side is, as why do we need this high definition TV? Well, remember, it's been said and written about that the transmission of higher consciousness is done with light encoded packets which resonate with the human blood crystals. What we're looking at when we look at a computer screen is a bunch of pixels. What are pixels? Light encoded packets. So consciousness entrainment devices, they're aware. We just need to be aware of this, and I've written a section of one of the keys to enlightenment is human and artificial intelligence field interactions.
Mm. Wow. See, look, that's the science again with something just every day. So as we're looking at this and all of the technology and what's happening with our consciousness, where's the hope for people? So there's negative and positive there. So why should we be optimistic and hopeful? I'm seeing a lot of amazing things happening on our world. I'm seeing greater connectivity. I'm seeing the evolution of consciousness in so many different ways and forms. So help our listeners find that optimism, would you?
Well, I'll give you one little, what I like to call a shattering glimpse of the obvious that came to me, and I should have seen it before. But I was reviewing some of the videos on YouTube, and, you know, some of my scientific colleagues and their presentations and all of this. And, you know, these views were usually in the hundreds for them. And then, of course, if they are more in the celebrity circuit, it goes into the thousands. But I started looking at some of the theories for ancient giants, for instance, left out of our history books. And I find that these videos and pictures of Mars and some of the reviews of Mars and the moon and possible artifacts from ancient civilizations, they've been getting reviews in the hundreds of thousands and millions. What is going on? it's time for us to wake up, I think, and people are busy at it.
So as this new information is coming in, what I'm kind of hearing you say is that there's this curiosity and people do want to explore potentials out of the box thinking.
Well, yes, and you know, I've also kind of finally come to the conclusion that for some reason humans have a natural tendency to become addicted to various things, and I think there's a reason for this because I know probably as a child you went out collecting nuts or eggs or something, you know, eggs in the chicken yard, and it becomes like, wow, I gotta get another one, and you know, there's that more eggs all the time. It becomes a little addiction. Same thing happens with video games. Well, why not addict yourself to something very positive? Imagine the effect on the world. And I always try to tell people, moving into the quantum world, we try to create situations which are win-win for both parties. And if we're really good, we can create win-win-win situations so there are more than two parties involved. Think of Wind of the X Power and the power of that magnified by the internet.
Yeah, simple math would get us all excited and hopeful about that outcome. Elliot, we need to take another break, but before we do, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you. Can you give us your contact information? Do you have a website?
Yes, our website is our foundation name, which is ARCOS, one word, ARCOSCIELOS.com. And I have a number of video interviews and radio, especially radio interviews, on they're on YouTube and posted on that website. And the book is on Amazon.com, both in paperback and digital format.
Excellent.
Brave New Mind, Brave New Mind, Living in the Future Science World. And the reason I have Brave New Mind is, can I inject another factor in here?
Sure.
It's important to understand when you're thinking of moving into the future and opening yourself up and beginning to work with this quantum field, you'll all of a sudden, you may feel that horrible feeling of doubt or negativity kind of inside your gut. It's an awful feeling, and it'll go start butterflies is what we call it sometimes.
Hey, Elliot, let's start there with our next segment, because this, I can tell,
okay,
this is going to be a big
yeah.
thing. Let's do that. So we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more with Elliot Maynard.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And right before the break, I interrupted you, Elliot. We were talking about the title of your book, Brave New Mind, Living in a Future Science World. And we were talking about some of that gut butterfly feeling we get when we think about the future. And I interrupted you right there. So let's pick that back up.
Well, I started thinking about these little nasty little fears and doubts that creep into our minds. And, of course, this is the linear squirrel mind, the older mind that we want to move away from but not abandon. And butterflies, when you feel that, it's a terrible feeling. I mean, we've had the extremes, I'm sure, from losses and heartbreaks, et cetera, all of us. But it's possible when you first acknowledge that little fear and give it a couple of minutes and think of embracing it. And if you can imagine a frightened kitten and you pick it up and hold it next to your heart so it feels the breathing and the heartbeat, it will calm right down. And then you can move on. So don't be disappointed if you feel that. If you feel that, you're doing the right thing. And that's why it requires a brave new mind. And this is why a whole segment of our population will be going, when the Titanic goes down, the band will be playing on, and et cetera. We will be moving ahead. Meanwhile.
So again, that's a really tangible tool or a tip for people to use when they're feeling that. And your book is loaded with those things. Again, that's Brave New Mind. And one of the things that I really appreciated that I heard you say on a video one time was that you're also an artist. And with your art, one of the things that you do is you bless it and you sign it and you send it out. And again, these are just really simple tools and tips and techniques for us when we begin really playing in the quantum field. So let's talk about that. Can you explain that blessing process that you use with the art? Because I think people can use that with any of their projects, their work, their daily lives, their relationships. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. And all of these principles in the book, most of them I have experienced myself or had intimate contact with people in the field. So with the art, about 30 years ago, I made a kind of a postulate that I would like to learn to weld and create sculpture because I liked sculpture, but mostly in my graduate school days, I could not afford it. So I taught myself, and I asked for inspiration from other dimensions, other sources. I didn't specify ETs, anything. And I started to create this artwork. And as I created the artwork, a philosophy of creating living artworks evolved. And partly from the story of Pinocchio, Pinocchio was created by a puppet maker, and the older man and he and his wife were unable to have children, and they wanted a son, so created the puppet. The puppet had a number of adventures, and in the end, they wished upon a wishing star, and the good fairy transformed Pinocchio into a real boy. So I call it the Pinocchio effect. And I started realizing that each element of a sculpture, I integrate old iron sometimes I find with a metal detector or antique pieces with crystal spheres and marbles. And each one becomes, when they're hooked together in proper ways, they become something greater than the sum of the parts energy-wise. It's like a number of orchestra players coming together, sitting down, and boom, they launch into Beethoven's Fifth. Whoa. And so each one is putting out a certain vibrational set of a positive energy. And when they're finished, I got the idea of just signing them and blessing them so that they would be able to go out into the world eventually and find a person that they would bond with, somebody who appreciated them, and it would be a gift that keeps on giving. That's why I call them living artworks.
See, that's beautiful, but let's just turn that technique and that really simple gesture into this really powerful tool for people in all of their work, because from your vantage point, creating this living art and blessing it and sending it out, what's your experience as it goes out and attracts that right owner to it? Why should people bless their work and send it out into the world and not go pounding the streets to find the rightful owner or something like that?
Well, I have accumulated about 250 pieces of artwork, and only a few of them have gone out. And it's very interesting, because the most important thing is maybe not the creation, but what happens to you, or any of you that start to do this. You can do it with your crocheting and needlepoint, anything. You can do it with your, if you're teaching school, there are ways to become a teacher, a living teacher who radiates direct consciousness. And one of the things I mentioned in the book is when we are working properly or aligned with the quantum field, something new can happen. It's kind of a new phenomenon now that we acknowledge it and recognize it. Direct consciousness transfer. And I have experienced this in the past by knowing one of the great medicine ladies of the Hopi tribe, and simply sitting next to her for a while, I would find myself all straightened out. I had all these aches and pains when I was getting to that point. And so that's a very simple example of how influential one of your creations can be, even though it's not human in the sense that we think it. It's an energy radiator, I guess, or it has. And the most interesting thing is that three psychics, independently, they didn't know each other, have come in and looked at these things, and they said, they're moving in the other dimensions. I see wheels spinning and lights flashing, and I went, wow, that's something I could never have hoped for or believed now.
Hmm.
Wow. So other people can do it now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So you mentioned teachers, and you talk a little bit about education and really what our education could be, our future education. Give our listeners just a snippet about education.
Well, I have created a new educational system, which I call the University of the Future concept, and it can be used anywhere from kindergarten to lifelong learning. And it simply celebrates and recognizes the intuitive and psychic senses. And so children would be encouraged to talk to their imaginary friends, and they would also learn how to do things like dowsing and learn all about, other dimensions and realms. And they would also learn about healing, giving space to others, giving support to others, to create a synergy rather than this kind of bullying, competitive thing, that's an old paradigm from the past. It doesn't work. It's not going to work in the future. We can't survive with that kind of thinking anymore, ultimately.
What a beautiful classroom that will be. I can see it. How
well,
beautiful.
In my, in my world, actually, I got to thinking about this. We'd have a department in the White House of medical and psychic intuitives, and I'll tell you why. Because things like channeling and foreknowledge of the future can help us select the best future possibilities. It will save us billions of dollars, years and years of time. We can quantum leapfrog into new technologies. And also, it may be the only way. I believe it's becoming a survival imperative. If we don't embrace this new kind of conscious thinking and using our God-given intuitive senses for very practical things, we're not going to survive as a species if we keep going linearly the way we have been.
You know, I have a story about intuitive, my own intuition and putting it into the big picture of health and healing in our medical system. I want to talk about health and healing when we return from our break. I just want to remind our listeners that they can find you, and I'm just going to spell it instead of trying to say it so they can really hear it. Your website is ARCOSCIELOS.com. And you will recognize that if you Google Elliot Maynard or The Brave New Mind, you will find that link. So again, it's ARCOSCIELOS.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Elliot Maynard and our health and healing. And you'll get to hear one of my intuitive stories. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We're We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we've had Elliot Maynard here talking about his book, Brave New Mind, Living in a Future Science World. Right before the break, Elliot, I told you I was going to share a story about intuition and health, and I think learning to empower not only our students in the classroom, but everyone on the planet of really tuning into that quantum field that is our physical body as well, of really learning how to listen to it and experience it and have it inform us. I love that. We're all about embodying this consciousness now in a whole new, more complete way and whole way. And I wanted to share with you that 6 months ago, I had a little accident that turned into a big health issue. I slipped on a hill and snapped four bones. And the first, there's two different medical doctors here that I dealt with. And the first one was in a local emergency room. And when I went in, he said, "I think you broke your ankle." And I said, "Well, I might have broke my ankle too, but I know I broke my shin bone. My tibia snapped." And he said, "No, I don't think so." And he was examining me and touching around and said, "No, I don't think so. I think you just broke your ankle." And I said, "Okay." And he did the x-rays and it came back and he said, "Yeah, we were both right. You have a spiral break on your tibia." Then I was referred to an orthopedic surgeon, and once I could start, I got out of a full leg cast and a half cast and went through the whole process. A fascinating process, by the way, and a very cosmically ordained time in my life. But I started having some issues with my knee, and I was telling my orthopedic surgeon, "I think there's something with my knee." And he kept saying, "No, I think it's just that you were immobilized for so long and those tendons get, you know, stiff and sore, and then tendonitis sets in because they start to use them again, and we'll just keep an eye on it." And I kept going back for checkups saying, "Something's wrong with my knee." And he'd say, "No, I don't think so." And finally, this last week, I got an MRI on my knee, and clearly there were some, I have some fractures in my knee and some other a partial tear. And there was just like a lot of other things that I just intuitively knew that was going on. And, you know, learning for us to learn to trust that intuition and tune in is so important, but also to empower that in the healthcare arena of really giving, like you were talking about, giving space for others and creating that synergy, but also how do we integrate the traditional medical model with all of these new technologies and consciousness that are coming in and our intuition?
Well, I have had a lot of experience in this area, in the sense that I found that the best doctors are the ones that listen to their patients very carefully and realize that if they're concerned enough to mention a certain thing, they need to follow it down and check it. And the other thing is that, having worked with some leading, actually open-heart surgeons in the past, and very great alternative doctors, what we call complementary medicine now, I found that the surgeon told me that he knew when to go into the hospital before they would call about a certain patient. And this again and again, it comes up that even though they might be hiding this from the public, the best doctors are bringing the art into medicine. And they're also bringing consciousness technology into medicine. And I envision a team of intuitive psychics and healers sitting outside the operating theater and communicating with the team, in the sense that they are keeping the operating team coherent, keeping the patient calm. And this has been statistically proven, the effects of this kind of complementary psychic healing or complementary healing, in the fact that when they focus and meditate on a certain patient, they will recover about a third, if not more, faster than usual from anesthesia. So there you go. It's proven already and in the literature.
You know, there are really so many brave physicians that are coming out of the closet, the mystics and intuitives, and really doing some good work on the planet, really bridging the old with the new and trusting that. And it's so fun. We've had several of them on the program here. We're going to have some more on this summer, which will be exciting, because literally when we're looking at this new future science world that you're talking about, we're really not, it's not woo-woo stuff. It is really science integrating what we're talking about with the consciousness. And so how do you deal with people who go, yeah, that's just woo-woo stuff? What do you say to people now on the planet when they might diss what you're saying? How do you deal with that?
Well, it's pretty simple, really. There's in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, there's a statement that said, these truths shall be self-evident. What this means essentially is that the truth is a truth, and when you get to a certain point to open yourself and be perceptive and you take control of your own destiny, you will get to know the truth, and you don't need to endlessly prove it to other people. So for those people, I say, okay, just don't react negatively the minute you hear something like this, and try it. Open yourself to it. Go to a facilitator, a person that does some kind of, we'll say, acupuncture, acupressure, or psychic healing, all the various forms, and see how you feel. But you must leave yourself open. Otherwise, you're going to negate that, because that kind of treatment, when we get into the finer working of the finer bodies, can be blocked by mental blocks and negativity. That's one of the things that experienced healers will tell you. And sometimes with the best healers, we've had discussions where some patients will actually need to come back for more visits for the simple reason that their linear mind is rejecting this. It took for a while, like maybe we used to talk about, vaccinations or something. It took, and then 2 weeks later, they started having the same problems, and they had to go back to get this new mindset reinforced, their new consciousness.
Mm. Yeah, I find that with my work, when I work with clients, is a lot of times, and you know, it goes back to this infinite information field that we were talking about. When we come into this place of resonance or coherence, and we feel so good, and then literally, whether we're working with healers, intuitives, whatever, we can experience that in that moment. But with that linear mind, that limited mind that we've talked about, a lot of times it moves back into disbelief or questioning or going back to that limited way of thinking or that linear way of thinking again, and it can't be possible, it can't be true, and literally we bring that old pattern back in, and then it manifests again in the body. And it's a fascinating story. And you know, the placebo effect as well, that we're learning that is really good medicine, you know. So what a fun topic that I can't imagine your life. You're just exploring all these fun, amazing topics, from education to healthcare to art to science, and you're bringing all this fun soul play into it. Thank you for sharing it with us today.
Well, it's been delightful, and I'm so happy. You just encapsulated the whole kernel of the book, which is the feeling, the experience, all of you in yourself, that wonderful feeling, because it's so positive. That's why I say it has an addicting quality to it. And so you want to find yourself a little more in that state each day, and that's kind of how it works. And sometimes you'll have your down days and speed bumps, but the sparkle will come back into your life if you keep open and keep the fact, existence, and acceptance of this wonderful information field that's been available to us all along. In this field, there's no past, present, or future, and this is why the more you stay in it, things which are of the future will become right apparent to you, and you will essentially, it's like you brought them from the future. You begin to manifest them when you speak of them.
I love that synopsis, and we could talk a whole show about manifesting. I really appreciate having you here. I just want to remind our listeners they can find you, Elliot, at arcoscielos.com or Google Elliot Maynard and The Brave New Mind, Living in a Future Science World. There's lots of YouTubes and other things out there, so you will find his work. And I want to remind you also, check out thedrjulieshow.com for future shows coming up, and you can find this archive along with all of our others right there on the page, thedrjulieshow.com, and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. Elliot, thank you so much again. Our listeners were just treated to all this amazing out-of-the-box thinking today. I really appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you, Julie. And remember, you guys up there in New England, spring's going to get here eventually. I know it. And I'm looking forward to coming over there in the summer. Remember, it's better to be a tiger for one day than a sheep for 1,000 years.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Elliot. And thank you, listeners. We'll see you right here next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.